Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. You know, today before I left my home, my wife told me, Sammy, you never introduce yourself to your audience. Have you ever done that? I said, no. And she said, oh, you should give them an idea about who you are, you know. Okay, so I was born and raised with Muslims in Egypt. Muslims were my neighbors and the schoolmates. So we studied together. And we played together, we went to the beach together, the Suez Canal, we played soccer together. My best friends were Muslims. I worked as a defense lawyer in my father's legal firm in Egypt. And of course, before I did that, I studied Islamic religion and culture. God gave me the privilege to grow up in Egypt, which is the most famous Muslim country because it has Al-Azhar University, the most prestigious and important Islamic academic university in the world. So I was able to read the words of Muhammad and his companions, his followers, and the Muslim theologians, the most important ones, of course, in Arabic. I mastered the Arabic language, and I was able to read the books of the most important Muslim commentators who interpreted the words of Muhammad and the Quran. Of course, I was able to read the Quran in Arabic and study it. So, you know, God gave me that kind of a background, and God gave me the calling. Because after I became born again in law school, I started developing the passion to share Jesus with my friends and give Muslims Christian materials on the streets and in parks in Cairo. Of course, I got into trouble a couple of times. I was attacked physically and I was arrested. And, you know, God brought my wife, Hala. She's an ex-Muslim, born and raised in a Muslim family. You know, I was not born and raised in a Muslim family. And then Hala, while studying in Al-Azhar Islamic University, she was studying to become a Muslim teacher and Arabic teacher. She became born again. So she started talking about Jesus. Of course, before they threw her in prison, one of the PhD Muslim professor came to Christ, believed in Jesus as his Lord and Savior. In prison, she met three other ex-Muslims. And God used them to help some Muslim prisoners come to Christ. So I want to tell you, you really investing your time when you are hearing this program, because I feel that God gave us, me and my wife, the education in the Islamic religion and in dealing with Muslims. And God gave us the passion and God gave us the experience and actually guided us to develop and produce the most effective evangelistic materials. Of course, God guided me to write my book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions Muslims have about the Christian faith and present Jesus in the most understandable way to them. Most importantly, God called us to communicate Jesus and the Christian faith effectively to Muslims. Not only that, God called us to motivate and equip you as a Christian believer to do the same thing. God wants to use his church. And I want to give you now, you know, enough about me, example about how can you communicate Jesus effectively to Muslims. Well, Muslims may ask you, how can you Christians say God loves his son, Jesus, but he watched him murdered while doing nothing to save him? How can you expect us to believe in a good, loving Heavenly Father who did nothing while watching his son, Jesus, being tortured and murdered? What kind of a logic is that? The answer is, we know from studying the Quran that the Quran records God's commandment to Abraham to sacrifice his son. And the Quran commands all Muslims to follow the faith of Abraham and take Abraham's life as an example to follow. We know that. Muslims should know that. If they don't, remind them, please. So we ask Muslims gently, how about the Prophet Abraham? He did not merely watch his son being murdered, but one day he took his son in one hand and a knife to butcher him with the other. Was he a good father? A good prophet? God commanded us not to kill? Then you ask your Muslim acquaintance or friend gently, do you agree with me that because Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son to God, he proved that he had perfect sacrificial love to God? The Muslim person usually agree about this fact, because that is exactly what God wants you to discover about himself through his commandment to Abraham to sacrifice his son. God likewise proved his perfect sacrificial love for you and me in the same way. We read about God in the Bible that God demonstrates, manifested his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. And actually, open your Bible and show him the verse. Also, ask your Muslim friend, why do you think God asked the father Abraham to give him his son? Do you agree with me that since Abraham was willing to give his son to God, Abraham proved beyond any doubt that he was willing to give God anything and everything he has? The Muslim usually agree. I will tell you yes. My Muslim friend, that is exactly what God wants you to discover about himself through giving his son to die, to pay the penalty for everything wrong you done. We read in the Bible about God, he who did not spare his own son, but give him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Actually, open your Bible to Romans 8:32 and read to him that verse and tell him, because God gave his son to pay the penalty for our sins, he proved to you and to me beyond any doubt that he will give us the best life we can ever have on earth as we walk with him. And in the life to come, when we leave this earth, God will share his kingdom with us. God's will and plans for us are wonderful now, here on earth and forever. This is very important because Muslims are frightened from God. They don't know God's will for their lives, here or after this life. Before we end the program, my Muslim friend, God wants you to know that Jesus came and he died, was crucified, and he rose from the dead. And if you put your faith in him, that he died to pay the penalty for your sins, you will be saved right now. You can pray this prayer after me if you mean it from all your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for Jesus, that he came to manifest your love and he came to save me from paying the penalty for my sins. God, I put my faith in Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. Jesus, you are my Savior. I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer, God. I believe in your love. I want to receive your love. I receive Jesus. Thank you, God, for helping me to understand. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.